Oh, hi. Thanks for holding. Is this Hector?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Hector. This is Tina. I'm in the billing department, and I saw you spoke to Sean earlier about some revisions, and then also you had sent over an email and a text.
Revision about what? I talked to different things. So which one do you
Yeah,
remember?
you were talking about removing services that aren't under painting, about optimizing new service areas, about adding a video to your Facebook. And that's one thing I'm not sure that Sean was aware of when he talked to you earlier. He sends these requests to all these different departments, and they don't get
Okay.
the requests because the account's in a suspended status. So we have to
Why
get
is
the
it a
payment up
suspended
to
status,
speed.
Tina?
Oh, because
What?
the payment that was due on July 12th isn't going through. So,
So what
it's
payment are you
paying.
talking about? I do different payments to you guys, but which one are you talking about?
Yes. Well, it looks like you bumped up your Facebook ads to 500, so it's 649 total with the local optimization on Google and the Facebook ads. It's 649, and then on here it's saying that the credit card that we have on file, the account has been closed.
What account is being closed? My
It's
account
a
or you
Visa
guys?
ending in, no, your Visa ending in 3696. So perhaps the bank sent you a different card or something and you forgot to update it with us.
All right, hold on. Okay, hold on. What is the last 4 digit of the visa you have?
It ends in 3696.
Yeah, that card is closed. It's kind of, yeah.
Oh, that's the problem. Okay. Well, I can update it for you. Do you have the new card on you now?
I have a new card, but I won't let you charge anything today. The bank put
Okay.
on hold some checks I deposited yesterday, and I am dealing with the bank to remove the hold, and I don't know when it's going to
Okay.
be removed. So far, they say it's going to take 8 days, and I say, hell no, I need that money now. So I am
Oh,
dealing
that's
with
hard,
them.
yeah.
Yeah, they asked, it's a bunch of money, and they asked me to call back tomorrow morning. So I can give you the new car, but you cannot charge it until I let you know for possible tomorrow or Saturday. Would that be okay with you?
Okay. Yes, that's okay. We're closed Saturday, Sunday, but if I talk to you tomorrow and you say that it's not good till Saturday, I can still set the invoice to process on Saturday. But for now, I'll just update the card and we won't process it until we hear back from you. So my only question would be, is it still the 110 Chancery Court for the billing address, or did that change as well?
That changed as well.
Okay, so let's start there. What's the new billing address?
13288 Franklin Avenue in
Okay.
Mountain View, California, 94040.
Nine 4040, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And then California. Okay, and then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay, 4427.
Okay.
4221.
Got it.
3624.
Okay.
3956.
3956. Okay, expiration.
Expiration will be 0730.
And the code?
The call is 593.
593. Okay.
Oh,
So
actually,
I've.
the money is available now, so you can charge it.
Oh, I can charge it. Okay, so let's go for it.
Yeah.
That's good. Your check cleared. I know sometimes the banks have a mind of their own, you know? So they'll tell you it
Yeah,
takes longer.
they do that time to time when the check is too large. They go, oops,
Yes.
wait a minute, wait a day. I say, no. Sometimes they even ask you for 20-day wait. They say, no, I can't wait that long. I'm a small business. I need the money right away.
I don't blame you, Hector. I'm the same way. I do everything through my account and I hardly ever carry cash on me. So when they put things on hold, it makes it so difficult, you know? I'm like, I don't want to wait. I need it now.
I
But
know, and some people believe me, without asking, they pay cash. They come and they give me an envelope, and I go, oh, cash. I wish I cannot deposit that, but I have to deposit because I have to make payments through the car.
Yeah, I get it. But the good news is the payment went through, so you're all good to go there. So all of those messages that Sean sent out earlier about the Facebook and the keywords, and all, that's all going to be live with the technicians now. So they'll get those revisions completed within 1 to 3 business days, okay? I have a quick question, though, about your keywords, because on your keywords you said remove anything that doesn't have to do with painting. I see all of your keywords are heavy in painting, but if we have like drywall, that's still under painting, right? But not like epoxy flooring or epoxy painting, or would that be okay too?
That'd be okay too. Everything about coating is into under painting, and what else you said? Drywall repairs are okay.
Yes.
Under my license, drywall, you know, a full drywall job is not. That requires a different license. But, I mean, sometimes Google doesn't know that, and they freak out about little things like that. So, I mean, if that's going to push me back in the ranking, I just remove drywall. I mean, I don't have to do drywall.
Oh, got it. Well, they only have drywall repair, so it wouldn't affect you at all. It would only be if it was something that, like, you would require an extra license for, which I'm looking at the keywords, and I don't see anything like that. But I want them to triple check everything anyway, just to be sure, you know?
Go ahead.
I think you might be getting the Google Guaranteed program confused with the local optimization on Google. So on Google, in the Google Maps, if we have drywall repair as one of your keywords because you're in the painting category, you don't need any type of licensing for that because that's just for the Google Maps, right? But with the Google Guaranteed, they're a little bit stricter on how it works because you had to pass the background check, you know, in order to participate in that. So with that, you need like certain licenses and whatnot. So they're definitely not promoting anything for you outside of the painting category, but I want to triple check it and make sure that on the local optimization on Google that it's also streamlined and running under the same keywords. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. I talked to someone in Google and see like a week and a half ago. And
yes.
I remember I was talking about the keywords that Google and use. And I was a little frustrated because with you guys in your department, it's like a 30 keywords we have. But with Google Guarantee, it's like about 5 or 6. And they're a little bit off. They're a little bit off and not specific. And then I went, you know, this is the reason, I mean, the performance is really poor because people won't use those kind of keywords to find, you know, what we do. It has to be more specific to painting. You know, they have something which is extremely specific, like a baseboard painting. We don't only paint baseboard,
right.
We paint the entire house. You know what I mean? And
Be smaller jobs anyway if someone wanted a baseboard painting. You would want to go for the entire house.
Yeah. I mean, most
right?
people want to paint at least the entire room or at least a whole wall. You know what I mean? A whole wall, or just the walls, or the ceiling and the walls, or the ceilings, the walls and trim. That's more general. That's what we do. But just the baseboard painting, if we're hoping to find a lead with someone requests for just the baseboard painting, it's going to be hard. Because very little people will look for just the baseboard painting. You know what I mean?
That's true.
I was kind of not complaining, but I was saying, hey, we need to add a most keyword here. But they say, that's not possible because Google Guarantee has, like you say, mind on their own, and they create their own keywords. So, and then we were talking about, okay, let's look at another trade. See, another trade has things that I can do. We had a couple things that I believe was baseball or something like that. I don't remember that. It was a couple things. It was deck exterior, but I mean it's refinished deck, no building deck. And trim refinish too, which has been painting trims. And then, because that was an option in other trades, a carpentry trade. But now when I go to the dashboard for Google, when I go in business verification, it shows mm-hmm. that they need a carpenter business license now. And then I went, wait a minute, I don't have that. Well, I don't know if they want a business license or a contractor license, because that's two different things. So they don't specify here what they really want. A business license is I can go get it from the city. But when I click on that, it say California State Class C specialty contractor license C6. So it looks like it's a contractor license, a California license. They don't want a business license for the city, which is a different license.
Oh, I see.
So,
okay.
That's confusing. That's confusing. So I need to remove that because I don't want my the ranking to be affected by this. But apparently it's not, because this is only Google Guarantee, right?
It's a different set. Yeah, only with Google Guarantee. Let's say you wanted to promote yourself as a carpenter, you'd have to get one of those licenses that's required. But with the local map optimization, if you did some carpentry work while you're painting, it's not going to affect you, right? Because that's just for the local map section of Google. But with Google Guaranteed, you have to have the correct license. And you're right. I'm seeing that there's some specialty contractor licenses needed for the carpentry category, where with the painting, it was just the California C33, it says that you needed, but you already passed the background check too. So it's not like they would call you up and ask you for more licensing anyway. But, do you want me to have that department call you and just make sure that you're set up under the correct keywords, or do you have that portion on hold right now, or what's your thoughts there with the Google Guarantee?
I think I did, but you can double check, although you do it again. So make sure somebody call me so we can remove that.
Okay, you got it. I'll send a message to that department to reach out to you. And in the meantime, thank you for updating the payment here. We have your new card stored now. So have a great rest of your week too, okay?
All right, you too.
All right, thank you so much. Bye-bye.